And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 8th of September, 2011. It was on this day in 1504 that Michelangelo unveiled his sculpture, David. The project had been around for a while. It started with a block of marble more than 19 feet high. A sculptor named Duccio had a hand in it, tried to do the feet and the legs, and then another sculptor, Rossellino, tried and also gave up. The marble sat in a courtyard for a while. And then the church settled on awarding the commission to 26-year-old Michelangelo Buonarroti Simon, who was undaunted by it, even though the chunk of marble had the mistakes of the two previous sculptors already carved into it. Started sculpting in the fall of 1501, finished less than 2 years later. Statue was then 17 feet tall, weighed several tons, and it was moved by a complicated system of beams from which it was suspended. It was moved by more than 40 men to where it stands today in the Palazzo della Signoria and unveiled on this day in 1504. It was on this day, 1952, Ernest Hemingway published The Old Man and the Sea. He'd been living in Cuba, working on an epic novel, couldn't quite get it right, decided to publish a small piece of it, just 27,000 words, came out at the end of August in Life magazine, and in September published by Scribner. It was a comeback for Hemingway. His last major work had been For Whom the Bell Tolls 12 years earlier. His book Across the River and Into the Trees, published in 1950, was panned by all the critics who reviewed it. But The Old Man and the Sea changed all of that. Life magazine sold 5 million copies in 2 days, and it was a bestseller in book form, in which he wrote, "The shark swung over, and the old man saw his eye was not alive, and then he swung over once again, wrapping himself in 2 loops of the rope. The old man knew that he was dead, but the shark would not accept it. Then, on his back, with his tail lashing and his jaws clicking, the shark plowed over the water as a speedboat does. The water was white where his tail beat it, and 3/4 of his body was clear above the water when the rope came taut, shivered, and then snapped. The shark lay quietly for a little while on the surface, and the old man watched him. Then he went down very slowly." A passage in which the old fisherman says, "Man is not made for defeat. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated." Here's a poem for today by Sam Hamill, "The Orchid Flower." Just as I wonder whether it's going to die, the orchid blossoms, and I can't explain why it moves my heart, why such pleasure comes from one small bud on a long spindly stem, one blood-red gold flower opening at midsummer, tiny, perfect in its hour. Even to a white-haired, craggy poet, it's purely erotic, pistil and stamen, pollen, dew of the world, a spoonful of earth and water. Erotic because there's death at the heart of birth, drama in those old sunrise prisms in wet cedar boughs, deepest mystery in washing evening dishes or teasing my wife, who grows, yes, more beautiful because one of us will die. The Orchid Flower by Sam Hamill from Almost Paradise, published by Shambhala Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.